Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles, who, of course, visit the Bears Sunday, NFC wild card playoff game. And first of all, Brandon, I mean, a month and a half ago, did you think there was any chance that the Eagles would be in this situation?
I really didn't. And, you know, I think back to going into the Week 13 game against Washington. I remember looking at the playoff odds and various websites, and the Eagles had a 0.6% chance of making the wild card. So it was certainly not favorable. And then, you know, that was before they lost to Dallas, and you certainly thought the season was pretty much over at that point. They're 4-6. They're going into L.A. They still have to play the Texans. This wasn't looking good. But really, you know, this team has been able to turn it around. They're 5-1 in their last six games. Maybe they're 6-0 with a certain call at the beginning of that Cowboys game, which was terrible, didn't go against their way. So they're certainly a hot team heading into the playoffs. It was not expected, but, you know, Nick Foles coming in has certainly helped a lot. So has really just the whole team stepping up late in the season here. And I think Doug Peterson deserves a lot of credit for really rallying this team. So they're a hot team going into the playoffs. And they should be tough to beat.
What is the biggest difference in the team that has gone 5-1 from the team that really stumbled through the first 3 months of the season?
I think one of the most important things, you know, besides the quarterback, which is the obvious one, but something that impacts that is the offensive line is playing their best football of the year. The defensive line, I think, is also playing their best football. And the Eagles won the Super Bowl last season because they had two of the best units in those regards. They were great in the trenches, and that's how you win football. You know, it's cliche, it's fundamental, but it's true. I mean, when you have some of the best trench play in the league, you're going to win a lot of games. That's where the game is won and lost. So I think that's been huge for this team to just be better there. And obviously Nick Foles getting the ball out quick has helped the offensive line and really this defensive line kind of just getting healthy and just being able to kind of turn it on late in the season. Some of these veteran players like Michael Bennett and Brandon Graham and Chris Long and Fletcher Cox just making big plays. And those have been really huge for this team.
A lot of talk, and rightfully so, about Alshon Jeffrey and how key he's been here the last few weeks. But I don't think there's enough discussion. Nelson Agholor is right in that group. He's been really huge, finally getting chunk plays on a pretty consistent basis and becoming really the part of the offense he was last year.
Yeah, and that's important, too, because you know the Eagles have him under contract with a fifth-year option for 2019, and they're going to have to make a decision to make potentially if they want to extend him or not this offseason. And, you know, for a while there, it was kind of looking like, okay, Agholor had the good year in 2017, but with 2018 not looking so great. And you kind of think back to his first 2 years weren't so good, so that would be three unimpressive years and only one good one. But now, all of a sudden, he's really turned it on late. He's been productive. He's been a weapon in the slot. It's very important for the Eagles. And maybe more important, he's shown the ability to get deep like he did in the Texans game. I mean, that's something the Eagles have been lacking all year, that big play threat. So if he can provide that for this team, that's definitely a game changer for the offense.
Let's talk about Sunday. The Bears, they are in the playoffs for the first time since 2010. And when I look at the NFC playoff field, this is probably the best matchup for the Eagles. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. It comes down to the quarterback. A lot of this stuff does. And you look at Mitchell Trubisky, he's making his first playoff start. You look at how he ranks in various passing categories, and it's middle of the pack. You know, it's nothing overly impressive. And I think that's kind of a big factor. And you just look at, you know, how this Eagles defensive line has been able to get pressure. It just feels like they're going to make life tough on the Bears at points. So I just think, you know, you kind of think, okay, when it comes down to these two quarterbacks, you know, Nick Foles is the Super Bowl MVP. He's been there before. He has the experience. He's playing at a very high level right now. Trubisky, you know, he's not terrible, but I just don't think he's great. And I think that's a big reason why Eagles fans should and are feeling confident heading into this game.
Pass quarterback play on both sides. Give me some keys to look for in this one.
I think turnovers are going to be especially critical in this game. I mean, you can say that for basically any week, but I just think especially so here because the Bears are so good at taking the ball away. They lead the league in turnovers, and they have six more than the next closest team. So they're going to take the ball away. And if they do, that really just gives their offense, which hasn't really been all that great in terms of moving the ball down the field. They're only 20th in yards per play. They're not going to be a unit that just drives down the field the entire game. They're a unit that kind of takes advantage of that good field positioning that the defense gives them. So if you're the Eagles and you can kind of limit those turnovers and kind of limit what this Bears offense can work with in that regard, I think that's really key. So Nick Foles can't be making the same kind of mistake he did last week against Washington early in the game when he threw that interception on a pass meant for Zach Ertz and it kind of just sailed high, because the Bears are not going to let the Eagles get away with those mistakes, and that's going to be a crucial thing for this game.
Brandon Lee Gowton, Bleeding Green Nation, talking Birds as we get ready for the Eagles and Bears wildcard playoff game on Sunday. Brandon, if someone wants to check everything you do out, what should they do?
You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gowton. Read my work online at bleedinggreennation.com. You can check out BGN's podcast, which is BGN Radio.